This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Al Sharpton and the Black Panthers? Prampus? You're going to protest the president. You see why I said Panthers? Yeah. You're going to protest the president for no reason other than their masters told them to do it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where I have no masters. That's right. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah. Black folks got to get all riled up. See, they got nothing to be riled up about. Black people are more employed than ever before. Black people, you know, able to play the lotto. You know what I mean? Black people are doing great today. Got two black kids back from China. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump did something with HSBUs. Oh, you know what he did? He forgave the debt of HSBUs. That's historically black colleges and universities. That must be what them black folks is protesting. That Donald Trump, he trying to keep black people down. Oh, man, I love watching silliness. I told you guys, I'm a bigot against ignorance. I'm a bigot against the stupid. So if it appears that I have a bias, I don't apologize. Because Al Sharpton and the Black Pampers, that's what a friend of mine calls them, the Black Pampers. They are amongst the most stupid, the Congressional Black Circus Clowns. Why do you think I call them that? You think I just want to have something clever to say? That's what they, it is not the Congressional Black Caucus. First of all, why do you need a black caucus? What is it about America that you need to, let's gather all the black folks together in a caucus and then we're going to talk amongst ourselves? You know, what are you protecting? You think you're going to let people know that we don't have crime in black neighborhoods? There's not drugs in black neighborhoods. We don't have the worst schools. We don't have the lowest amount of businesses. We don't have the worst businesses that are out there, the ones that are filing bankruptcy in bigger numbers than anybody else. Kids dropping out of school, prison population. What secret do you think you have? Let's bring it all together. Let's not let nobody know. That's exactly what these clowns do. The Congressional Black Circus is what it is. It's not a caucus. We know the secrets, guys. See, a caucus is something secret. Here's what we know. All you care about is keeping black folks down. That's what we know about the Congressional Black Circus. And Al Sharpton would have loved to have been part of it, but he had too much baggage. He couldn't get elected. Oh, Kevin Jackson, he ran for president. Yeah, so did I. And he barely got more votes than I did. I'm just saying, I didn't run for president, for those that are wondering. What I'm saying is, in not running for president, I dang near got as many votes as Al Sharpton. In fact, let's take a poll. On this radio station, now, wherever you're listening to me, who would you vote for, Kevin Jackson or Al Sharpton? Send a note to kjradio.com or call me at 844-551-8255. I want to know, who would you vote for, Kevin Jackson or Al Sharpton? I'll prove it. I could have beat that clown. So, but these people out there, oh, we're going to march on something. What? And by the way, protecting Farrakhan. Farrakhan. Now, let me just say this. Farrakhan is right on so many levels. I know you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? You losing your mind? No. Farrakhan is right about the emasculation of men. He is right about the prison industrial complex of black men in particular. He's right about the destruction of the family by the devil. In this case, the white Democrat devil. He won't call them that, but that's who he's really talking about, those Democrat, white Democrat devils. You white people are the salt of the earth. The white people across the aisle, they are the devil. That's who Farrakhan's talking about. But then Farrakhan goes too far. He talks about the Jews and how bad the Jews are. Look, here's the deal. Secular Jews that run Hollywood, they are demons. They're bad people. They don't care what they put out. They want to make a buck. They might as well be putting out porn. Why don't you just become Larry Flynt or Bob Guccione or what's the dude on Playboy? Hugh Hefner. Why don't you go be one of them? Because that's the smut they put out. But that doesn't condemn all the Jews. There are many beautiful Jewish people in the world. And I personally, I will tell you this, I'll go down to my dying breath defending Jews. But I won't defend these secular Jews. So if Farrakhan made a distinction, he might be okay. But he just is a Jew hater. He doesn't care, even though he knows that there are many Jewish people who are biblically, you know, yoked. They are the salt of the earth. He won't make that distinction. See, I will make that distinction. If you got good people and bad people, I'll make the distinction. I'm happy to do it. But I'm not gonna condemn everybody. Muslims are a perfect example. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Arab and Muslim. Arabs, I don't have any problem with at all. It's just a group of people. Congratulations. You're from Arabia. All right? And if you happen to be Muslim and you practice that so-called religion, I don't even care about that. There are people, the Amish, I find them strange, okay? But I don't condemn. In fact, I think the Amish are pretty cool. If I wanted to build a barn, I would befriend the Amish, okay? But when it comes to Muslims, they have rampant terror, and they don't seem to really care. The so-called moderates don't seem to really care. If there's so many more moderate Muslims who are mad at these ones that are doing jihad, you would think it would be easy to find them, because it would be people going, hey, Ahmed over there, he's a bad guy. Go get him. He builds bombs. Bombs, I know where they are in his house. I played bid whist with him. Ate fried chicken. I know where it is. Because that's what I'd be doing if it was people, let's say it's the black community, doing crazy stuff. I would be the dude going, hey, you better check old Leroy, because he's doing something over there. But no. You know, so just back to the whole thing. Leftists, this is who they are. This is who black leftists are. Al Sharpton, the Black Panthers. They want to protest a man who's actually helping black people. That should give you everything you need to know. Donald Trump bails out the historically black colleges and universities, gets two black thugs back from China, okay? Lowest unemployment rate for blacks in the history of keeping up with unemployment, and on and on and on. And I'm just saying, whatever's lifting the ocean, the tide rather, or the you know what I'm talking about, but the ocean for other boats is lifting it for blacks disproportionately in a good way, and these people want to protest him. Why? Because that's what Sharpton does. That's who he is. He's been told to do it. That's how he gets his funding. Is he must do it. I guarantee you, there are times Sharpton gets up in the morning and says, you know, it's not really my cause and everything, but you know, the check cash. Yeah, so he's going to go do it because, hey, brother got to pay his bills. He's got to pay his bills. He doesn't believe it. But he's dying in the wool now. He's made a deal with the devil. I saw a thing from Lynch saying, it was an email they got from WikiLeaks saying, hey, we got to kowtow to Soros. Can you imagine somebody saying, we got to kowtow to Soros? I'm going to get it out. For political survival.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Keeps coming at us fast and furious, and I'm going to apologize in advance to the audience listening to my show, Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, because there's just so much. And you know, as we start a topic, I think, okay, this will be just an intro, little hey, this happened or whatever. And as we just start to develop it, and I get into my head about it, I think this is deeper than I originally thought. Because when we prep the show, you know, my producers will go, well, here's a topic we can cover, but it's really not newsworthy beyond just saying, oh, you know, Madonna just tried to have a baby or whatever. You know, get what I'm saying? But then you find out, what, she's trying to have a baby? First of all, who's going to be with Madonna? And then how old is Madonna? Like 95? You know, and so then as you start getting into and digging deeper, suddenly you find yourself going, this is a bigger topic. Good example. When they gave me this Sharpton and the Black Panthers are going to protest President Trump, we just talked about it. I thought to myself, okay, we'll just say that and that's the end. But as you think about it and you start thinking about, well, why are they protesting him? And have they looked at what he's actually doing and what's the motivation behind a protest that black people shouldn't be participating in? If there's anything, they should be throwing Donald Trump a parade. And then suddenly I'm out of the segment because it was a short segment in our first segment at the top of the hour anyway. But that's where we find ourselves. Anyway, here's what I do want to talk about right now. I want to talk about the two very bad things that are going to happen for the Democrats. But if either one of these two things occurs, the Democrats are in huge trouble. Now, here's what I should have done if I had done right radio the right way. I should have teased this at the end of last segment, and then maybe some people wouldn't have dropped off from the first segment. Because, see, that's a heck of a teaser. I'm going to give you the two things that cannot happen. Either one of these two things happens and the Democrats are in trouble. Dun, 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 dun. Then we wait and go to commercial. But no. So here's the deal. Two things that if they happen, Democrats are toast. Number one, an indictment of any Democrat. Any Democrat related to this, Hillary Clinton, whatever. If there's an indictment, that's it. The dam breaks. Secondly, ending the Russian collusion investigation from Mueller. Any one of those happens, the dam breaks. Now, the reason why I set it up this way to kind of explain it to you is this is the reason why neither one of those things has happened. You're saying to yourself, doggone it, there's somebody should be indicted. Uma Abedin or Cheryl Mills, Hillary's lawyer, how'd they get, you know, immunity? What about all these FBI guys? Shouldn't they have somebody be indicted? You know, it's one thing to fire and reposition them. I think we're up to 12 now in the FBI where that's happened. But shouldn't somebody be indicted? And oh, by the way, the next thing that goes beyond comprehension is you're saying, how does this Russian investigation continue? The House Intel Committee says nothing's done. You know, there's no collusion. We all know there's no collusion. All the collusion points to Hillary Clinton and her team. Why is it that we're still doing this investigation? And I just told you. If either one of those two things happens, it's the end. It is truly Armageddon, to use Nancy Pelosi's word, it is Armageddon for the Democrats. When Mueller has to finally admit, by the way, he's their guy. Everybody knows this. There are more pictures with Mueller and Barack Obama and Comey than Trump has with prostitutes. Okay? You get what I'm saying? So when they get to the point where they have to admit, there is nothing there, then what happens next? Well, wait a minute. There is something there. Maybe the second prosecutor comes in or special counsel comes in or whatever, and he goes at that. And then if there's nothing there and we go looking at the other direction and we start digging into the FBI, well, we go back to number one, indictment of Democrats. A guy tweeted this. Since framing Trump for Russian collusion has failed, the left would now like to try to impeach Trump for obstructing their attempt to frame him. And that's truly what you're seeing here. They now, he wants to fire Mueller. He wants to fire Mueller because Mueller has nothing to talk about. Then it was funny, now Donald Trump's saying, I'm not firing Mueller. Again, he's saying, why would I fire Mueller? The only thing that's going to happen is this is going to end. It's going to end on its own terms. And Trump is smart enough to say, you're going to end it, which means it's definitively over. And then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Sessions to put a special counsel together to look into the real Russian collusion. And what happens then? I go back to number one, an indictment of many Democrats. When either one of those things happens, folks, things are going to go south for the Democrats so quick, there's going to be blood on the streets of D.C. The left will realize they've lost a big battle and possibly the war. And that's why you keep hearing me talk about this. That's why I keep reminding you that this is not a good year for the Democrats. Now, Mike Flynn is back. I touched on it earlier. And a guy wrote this. I think his name is something Pundit. And he says, the biggest, baddest dude in Washington, D.C. might be President Trump. But Mike Flynn's running a close second. And this is according to FBI insiders who think that Flynn is about to start talking. And they said, in talking about the FBI and what exactly went down during his ordeal with the Bureau's Andrew McCabe-infused investigation, those unflattering details, insiders reveal, will bring more unwanted turmoil and public scrutiny to the embattled agency, especially the FBI's actions wielded against Flynn, which likely involved illegality and corruption. You guys, you've watched Law and Order or some police interrogation thing where they just beat you down. And you'd say, well, Flynn's a three-star general. He's not going to get beaten down. Oh, yeah. You can all be beaten down. It's like somebody saying, I could withstand the torture. You can't withstand torture. The only thing you can ask about torture is how long can you hold out? That's it. That's why when they say things like those the Iranians or whoever, you know, the Middle Easterners, they, you torture them, they'll do nothing. That's nonsense. There's a way to get to everybody. Everybody. And it might be through their kids, it might be through friends, it might be through a spouse, it might just be the sheer pain and agony of what is being done to you. But there's a way that you'll eventually talk. And the only question is when, you know, how long can you go? So don't hold Flynn in any more esteem than anybody else. He's a man. But at the end of the day, let me tell you this. It's going to be proven that this guy was railroaded. They say when he gives up names, it's going to be pretty bad for the left. I don't know. I agree, by the way. I say when Flynn starts asking for his records and saying, I want every bit of evidence you assembled against me and who did it, the chain of people involved, I want all that evidence. And when that occurs, I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to see this. Or I should say to see the cover up of, well, no, we don't want to release that information or whatever, because Flynn's attorneys are now entitled to it, especially in the light of him saying, I may have to issue lawsuits against people, personal and professional. Who knows? Anyway, word on the street is D.C. is very afraid.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your
pure, natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get your thoughts on the president firing McCabe 2 days before he would have qualified for his pension.
I might have waited until a few hours before.
Oh, no.
Also, all this business about Trump firing people in tweets, there is a point to that. I think he should fire them at rallies.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
He'd get more, like, direct feedback about it. But do you think that was a little petty, though, to prevent the guy from getting his pension? I mean, he did give 20 years of service.
Ask Michael Flynn if it's petty.
That was TMZ interviewing Ann Coulter, and she gave her opinions about, obviously, the McCabe firing. And I agree with her wholeheartedly. Hey, welcome back, Kevin Jackson, here to Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And you know what's cool about that? Coulter is in, I guess, Hollywood, somewhere in L.A., walking down the street. TMZ sees her. So they recognize her. They get her opinion. She's very quippy, which is what she's good at. And I don't know if it was on the show, but somebody got the clip and played it, and then I'm playing it. That's good. That's conservative values transcending into pop culture. And, I mean, I don't know that it would have happened to me. I don't think I'm that recognizable. But I think that's very cool that that happened. And maybe it isn't. Anyway, so we've been talking about the firing of McCabe, and that's why I played that clip for one reason. But the other is, according to The Hill, they say that maybe McCabe got Comey in a bit of trouble. And here's what this article says. It says, following his termination late Friday night, former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, or Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, declared that he was, quote, singled out after unrelenting attacks by President Trump and critics. McCabe's objections are less than credible, given the virtually unprecedented recommendation of career officials to fire the one-time acting FBI Director. Now, I talked about this being, they're going to try to blame Trump and all this. It's certainly coming to fruition because that's the only strategy the left has. They know that McCabe was not fired by Donald Trump. They further know that the actions of McCabe made Donald Trump fire back at him to say he's a crook. And what's funny to me is that people look at that as strange. In this day and time, you are not supposed to protect yourself. Men, particularly white men, particularly rich white men, particularly rich white Republican men, you don't protect yourselves. No matter what you're accused of, you're supposed to just take it. Well, Donald Trump's not that way. So anyway, they say this, they go on to say this in The Hill. However, McCabe may have rectified his, quote, singled out status with his long statement criticizing his termination. In the middle of it is a line that could be viewed as incriminating fired FBI Director James Comey, not just in leaking sensitive information, but also in lying to Congress. McCabe is accused of misleading investigators about allegedly giving information to a former Wall Street Journal reporter about the investigation of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton family's charitable foundation. By the way, I told you guys, the Clinton Foundation stuff hasn't ended. That's another huge scandal. I want you to think about the number of huge scandals. Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, Podesta Brothers, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan Brothers, and on. There are huge scandals that are just brewing out there. Any one of them can erupt at any time. They're volcanoes. Just think of them as political volcanoes of the Democrats' choosing. And they're ready to erupt. They go on to say this. McCabe asserts in his post-firing statement that he not only had the authority to, quote, share that information to the media, but did so with the knowledge of the director. That means James Comey. Now look, Comey's got enough on his plate besides what McCabe is doing. Comey, if you just go back and look at his testimony based on what we know now, he lied 4, 5, 6 times. I'm talking blatant and obvious. But now, one of his dominoes, one of his critical dominoes, a cog in his wheel, has said, hey, I didn't just have the authority to share it. Also, here's the person who told me it was okay. James Comey. Here's what he said. I chose to share with the reporter through my public affairs officer and a legal counselor. As deputy director, I was one of only a few people who had the authority to do that. It was not a secret. It took place over several days, and others, including the director, were aware of the interaction with the reporter. Now, bam, 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 pow. I don't know about you. That says to me, McCabe is saying, I ain't going down unless other people are coming with me. See, that right there is enough to put the spotlight right back on old Jimmy. Old James, Jimmy, Jimmy, come here, boy. So James Comey now has been called out by his former underling. Oh, by the way, don't cry for me, Argentina, McCabe, worth $11 million. He's not going to struggle. His wife, I don't know what she's doing, but she's probably still employed. And I don't know if this is true. I heard he's on with CNN. Did he get hired by CNN? People were alluding that he got a job at CNN. I wouldn't be surprised. So we've got McCabe, who's worth millions of dollars. Oh, one other quick point. A group of leftist knucklebucks are fundraising for McCabe. They want to raise $200,000 for some reason. I don't know. That's what I saw. It was like a GoFundMe thing. I'm just telling you, there are people out there, there are leftists who are going, he got railroaded, man. I mean, that millionaire, that multimillionaire white dude, he needs some help. So they want to raise him 200 grand to fight his case or to replace his pension. I don't know what the nonsense is. That's what they're fighting for. A dude who's, McCabe should donate his pension. In fact, all the leftists who have a net worth of over $1 million should forego their pensions. Wouldn't that be a nice piece of legislation? I'd love to see that. They said, Hill goes on to write this, if the interaction means leaking the information, then, because what he said, McCabe used the word interaction. That's what they're talking about. They said, if the interaction means leaking the information, then McCabe's statement would seem to directly contradict statements made by Comey in May of 2017 at a congressional hearing. Asked if he had, quote, ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters related to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation, or whether he had ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation, Comey replied, never and no. The Justice Department's IG clearly saw this interaction as problematic when they sought answers from McCabe. If the Inspector General considered this to be a leak to the media, any approval by Comey would be highly significant. Comey, this writer writes, already faces serious questions over his use of a Columbia University law school professor to leak information to the media following his own termination as director. I'm seeing the hammer falling down on Jimmy Comey. See, here's what I'm saying, and I said this earlier, and I'll be saying it for a while. McCabe is patient zero. Now, here's what's really interesting about this, because I'm kind of wrong. Technically, Barack Obama is patient zero. Everything, all this nastiness, all this bad stuff that's happening to the Democrats is based on one singular thing that is the epicenter of evil for the Democrats, and it is Barack Obama, the guy who they put all their marbles into his basket, and he promptly stole them, sold them, he pawned them, and then he went and did his own thing. And that's what Barack Obama's doing right now. And what's funny is Barack Obama, here's a quandary within the Democrats. Barack Obama has so much dirt on all of them, they have trouble touching him. Oh, yeah. Barack Obama has that big database. And we'll talk about that with the respect to Facebook, too. That's an interesting saga all in and of itself. Facebook saying, the Trump campaign got 50 million emails. Man, they weren't supposed to get those emails and that data. That's an interesting thing. I'll bring that up another time. But here's what I will tell you. Barack Obama built that big database. He used the NSA and all these people exactly the way he used to get elected. He got all the dirt. Believe me, Barack Obama has dirt on everybody who matters. Everybody that will be impacted by the dirt. He probably got dirt on me. I'm like, I don't care. Say the dirt. Spread the dirt, Barack. But he's got all that dirt. They need to go after him. They know he's the man. If somebody turns on him, you know, it is what it is. But people are stopping it because Barack Obama is the keeper of the dirt. That's it in a nutshell. I think it's an interesting story.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The FBI, President Trump has called them unprincipled. He's called them biased. Would anybody disagree? Hey, folks, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. McCabe, wittingly or unwittingly, got Comey in trouble. McCabe said, hey, look, I had permission to share, and I got it from the head honcho, the El Jefe, the tall, scared one, James Comey. You want to go after somebody, go after him. McCabe wants a get-out-of-jail-free card. I watch Patriot games. I remember how that guy said, nope, I got my little letter directly from the president. Here it is. Get-out-of-jail-free. You don't hold me responsible for anything. But Comey may find himself in a bit of trouble. And Comey himself, he leaked. He leaked that information by way of that professor. Yep. So he's got some things to deal with. In leaving the FBI, Comey removed memos about the Russia investigation that he wrote about, you know, supposedly written up about these meetings when he was with Trump. Now, these memos discussed an ongoing FBI investigation, were written on an FBI computer. The Bureau confirmed they were viewed as official documents subject to review and approval prior to any removal or disclosure, and Comey got rid of them. Said, what the heck? I don't need those. I mean, I can do what I want with these. He could have given those memos to the Congressional Oversight Committee, but he didn't. He removed at least seven memos, gave, they said four of them to his professor friend that were leaked to the media. Four of those seven memos that Comey removed are now believed to have been classified. So how many of those are classified that he gave to his friend? If there's seven and four of them were classified, at least one of them had to be classified. And McCabe is suggesting that Comey was consulted before this supposed leak to the media, which means they were both covering for Clinton. And oh, by the way, folks, don't be fooled for one second. I mean, we can dance around this issue all you want. The fact is, they were all covering for the Clintons. The fact is, everybody we're talking about did everything within their power to get Donald Trump out and to get Hillary Clinton elected. And the only thing that made that difficult was Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. So, Jacob Wall, he tweeted this. 35,000 FISA warrant applications have been submitted since the founding of that court. 12 have been turned down. The FISA court is a rubber stamp factory for the deep state traitors who want to spy on Americans. Jacob Wall, W-O-H-L, he could not be more correct. But here's what's interesting. I saw this story in LifeZet. Fusion GPS has gotten all the headlines, they write. But there was a second, even more powerful and mysterious opposition research and intelligence firm lurking about with significant political and financial links to the former Secretary of State Clinton and her 2016 campaign for president against Donald Trump. Meet London-based Hackluck and Company. Let me spell it for you so you can look it up. H-A-K-L-U-Y-T, Hackluck. Founded by three former British intelligence operatives in 1995 to provide the kind of otherwise inaccessible research for which select governments and Fortune 500 corporations pay huge sums. Now, here's the distinction they want to make, and this is what got me to look at this article and go, man, oh man. Have these guys been conspiring against us? Where Fusion GPS was created by three former Wall Street Journal reporters with links to the U.S. intelligence community, Hackluck, with offices in London, New York, Singapore, Tokyo, and Sydney, was founded by an enterprising trio of former British intelligence operatives with deep connections throughout the world's official and corporate corridors of power and influence. Hackluck is described by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism's Henry Williams as, quote, one of the more secretive firms within the corporate investigations world, and, quote, a retirement home for ex-MI6, that's British intelligence, that's the equivalent of our CIA, British intelligence officers. But it also recruits from the world's management consultancies and banking. This group is set up to essentially bring the political world together with the corporate world and carve up the world. I would venture to tell you, it wouldn't shock me to learn that there are hundreds of the Fortune 500 companies who have this company in their employ. They say the firm's style appears to be more in the mold of Christopher Steele dossier. Clients pay for pages of well-sourced prose from Hackluck's contacts around the globe, according to Henry Williams. Hackluck isn't familiar to the American public, but what has become well-known in recent days is the role played by the London firm's more visible figures in drawing the FBI into the world of Trump-Russia collusion allegations, a world largely created by Steele in the infamous dossier bearing his name. So they're saying Everybody's talking about Fusion GPS, but Hacklick is the one who possibly brought this thing to the fore. They're the ones who really were behind the Steele dossier, which lends itself to their credibility. What's this going to mean for them long term? I'm not worried about them, but I'm just saying, because this is a fabrication. So all these companies, what we're learning here, people, is they're all conspiring against us. Think about that. What do you want for this country? Are you selfishly motivated? Are you trying to get your kids a leg up on other children? Or are you just saying, I'm going to give my kids everything I can give them? When I think about what I've did for my children, I don't think about, yeah, man, I wanted my kids to be better than everybody else. I wanted my kids to be the best they could be. That was it. It wasn't in comparison to somebody else's kids. I wanted my kids to have everything I could possibly give them so they could go out and figure out what they want to do with their lives. It wasn't, like, man, I'm going to get over on these kids. I'm gonna beat those kids down. If one of my friends starts a company, he doesn't start it with the idea of I'm going to beat somebody else down. He started with the idea of I have a concept or an idea that I think can be delivered better, and I want to go do that. I want to try that out. The left won't do it. The left won't start a business unless they know they're going to crush you. These guys that lobbyists that leave, they know I got black book. They wouldn't do it by the book. They wouldn't do it without knowing Hillary Clinton wasn't going to run interference for him or Barack Obama or somebody else. Do you think these people that got into solar because they were, they really loved the environment and they thought I can develop solar and do these wonderful things? Or do you think they said, man, solar industries where I can get a big fat contract and go do some stuff and see how it works out. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, I'll make millions. I believe that InterOne and Solyndra and all those companies, it was Barack Obama whispering in their ears that says, hey, go form a solar company. When I'm done, when I'm president, I'll get you into this thing. We're going to earmark mega millions, if not billions of dollars to you, and you'll be whole regardless of the outcome. They weren't these dogmatic, climate people that, oh, man, polar warming and solar this and all that. Enough. Polar ice caps melting, I meant. They don't care. So when you learn that not only are these guys, it's one thing to go after somebody politically, like say, I don't like Donald Trump and I'm going to do everything politically. Then you contract with a company like Hacklick to develop a fake dossier. You then contract with a company like Fusion GPS, who manipulates the media and Wall Street and all this. And then, as you notice, most of these companies, they deal with banking, financial services institutions, because, ironically, that's where the money is. So they glom onto these things in order to just look at how they can fleece you. That's the difference between a crony capitalist and a true capitalist. A true capitalist says, I have a product or service that I can deliver better, cheaper, faster, and it's going to benefit mankind. Will I make money? Absolutely. I'm unapologetically going to make money, but I provided a service. What a crony capitalist does is say, I don't care what the service is. Show me where the money is. I'll build that company. They have no passion for it. Or they pretend they do at their coffee shops and they're, selling their, blue collar, that's not the word I was looking for. Their bootleg Birkenstocks. But they pretend they care. They don't care about us. I don't know what's going to happen here, folks, but the shadow operatives are out there. They won't go away right now, but we're slowly getting rid of them.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.